Good morning, G Hall. How are you?
Yeah, I'm very well, Michael. Great to be here once again. It was a terrific day at the sales yesterday and out and about there, talking to a few last night. Everybody's excited as well with this upcoming race meeting.
It exploded. There's no doubt about that. As far as the sales concerned, Marie, we were walking around yesterday morning when we were on air and there was a slow bubble and then it exploded, the amount of money in the ring. How did you see day two?
Yeah, it was amazing, wasn't it? All those heavy hitters that we spoke about the day before that perhaps hadn't purchased a horse certainly were in action yesterday, and I'm sure that's going to be the same again today. There'll be some big scenes and some big money spent.
Did you have any luck, Marie?
We did, actually.
Oh, did
yes.
you? Congratulations.
Yeah, we did.
Look at the smile on her face, the enthusiasm.
Tell us.
We're 3 for 3. So, we bought a Spirit of Boom, really nice Spirit of Boom, late yesterday in the sale. So pleased to get him from Eureka Stud.
Brilliant.
That's why she keeps it close to her. She doesn't like to tell too many people. Yeah. But she's got 3 from 3. So well done, Marie.
Thanks. Yeah, thanks very much. So and Barry Bowditch joins us as well. Barry, happy with the sale?
Yeah, happy's an understatement at the moment. It's trundling along.
You look like the Joker at the moment. The smile just painted on your face. Can you believe the day two figures?
Oh, it's extraordinary. Yeah, we knew we were in for a good sale. Like, you can just feel the market's buoyant at the moment. But 94%, wow. I don't know.
Has that ever happened before at a major sale?
Not a sale of this amount of this breadth and depth.
Talking to breeders and people that have been in this game a lot longer and know a lot more about the breeding game and the sales game than I. And they couldn't believe what they were seeing, like 94%.
Well, when you got to book one of 930 odd horses to be anywhere near 90% because of the volume you're selling for north of $250,000 a horse, it's huge. It's extraordinary. And to be honest, I'm more speechless. It's going as well as we could have dreamt, to be honest.
Well, as well as the clearance rate, your aggregate's up, what, about 12 million?
Yeah, 12 million at the moment, year on year. And obviously the average is, I think, 258 at this time last year, and it's 286 now. So, the market's, well and truly up above 10% at this point in time.
Yeah. And not a single doubt, Marie, $1.7 million, the veteran of the Stallion Brigade.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's his
last
crop of yearlings as well after being retired, unfortunately. So he's a real loss, and they were always going to be a very popular item, and that was great for Sedge and Ho yesterday. What a great result, 1.7 to Kieran Ma. And yeah, just a lovely horse, and good luck to them. I'm sure he'll be a stallion candidate.
Wonder if Kieran's still celebrating.
I would say so, knowing Kieran.
we are going to have a chat to him at some stage. He may not surface until a little later today. Was 1.7 around the mark that you were thinking, Barry?
Yeah, 1.5 to 2 seemed like the line we thought walking into it. So, there was obviously spirited bidding. It was they were into him from as soon as he walked into the ring. There was no holding back on him, which is... Yeah, it's a regular occurrence on those really, really high-priced horses that they get in and get going. But, to get through that million-dollar mark and to do it 4 times yesterday was pleasing, and it sets a really good tone for today.
I think the opening bid for that horse was $800,000, wasn't it?
Yeah.
What an opening bid.
Yeah. Mm.
Who was going head-to-head on it?
Yeah, good question. I reckon Victorian Alliance were bidding for quite a while. I don't think they were underbidder. I think Coolmore may well have been underbidder on him. Yeah.
You can give us a little bit of insight with your discussion with Kieran Ma about, 50 minutes before that horse went through the sales ring?
Well, maybe it was in confidence, but anyway.
Not anymore.
You may be asleep. I just said, tomorrow I want you to take us through a horse and what you look, because we hear the Kieran Ma genius and explain us. And he said, yep, not a problem, we'll do that. And he pointed to that lot. And he said, we'll do it with this horse tomorrow. That was half an hour before we went through the ring.
He doesn't like getting beaten, Kieran, does he?
No, he does. He mentioned that yesterday when he joined us. Lot 253, we're all over that particular colt, Marie.
Yes, Matt.
You had a close look at that Iron Invincible colt for us yesterday
million-dollar lot through the ring as well. So.
And they were confident they were hoping that he might be able to get to $1 million, Yarraman Park, and he delivered.
Yeah, wasn't he a lovely colt too? I'm sure you had a look at him, Barry, the I'm Invincible Meliora. We had him out there and we were discussing him on air, and he just had this great attitude and outlook, and he stood there very quietly and he paraded and he stood up again while we talked about him, and just a really nice horse, and obviously well-bred, and the full to I'm Immortal, who's now at stud with Sweat at stud in with Swettenham in Victoria. So great for James Harron to purchase him. I'm sure he'll go into a good stable and do good things on the track.
The I'm Invincible story, I get told about this every time I go to the sales, but it's a remarkable story.
Started off an $11,000 service fee, didn't he? Like, he's done it the hard way. He wouldn't have had the best mares to start with, I'm sure, and now he's getting the best of everything.
And he was like, he nearly went to WA, I think, when he first started his stud career.
And he wasn't a Group 1 winner. He was a Group 2 winner, wasn't
he? He was a really fast horse. It's, you know, by a good side, but he changed people's lives when he first went to stud, because I think people that bred to him the first 2 years got offered a breeding right in him. And, you know, so he took this breeding right up, which was only because you supported the horse, and, you know, they've sold them, or they're still using, they've upgraded their broodmare band to go to that horse. So they've been selling, like, breeding rights in him for $500,000, $600,000.
Wow.
It's been an incredible story. It's a complete rags-to-riches story, and he's a horse that just... He's a great stallion, but every time you go to look at one, they all look the same. They're all, he's a cookie cutter. They just, big shoulders, big hindquarters, great quality about them. There's not many horses that are as dominant a breed as what I'm Invincible can do for your mare.
I didn't know that. So the people that took the punt on the horse that they call Vinny nice and early are now millionaires, basically.
Oh, well, it's changed their farms. They've got, you know, their broodmare bands, their farms, they're in a lot better position than what they were for not knowing Vinny.
Yeah. And even Vinny now as a broodmare sire, you start to see some yearlings, you know, out of mares by I'm Invincible, and they're lovely, like they're really nice horses. So he's...
How does a stallion do that? Because usually when we had John Massara on the show yesterday mentioning that that the first season size, it's, you've got to make sure that they go good mares to kick off their stallion career, but I'm Invincible didn't have any of that.
No, he proved all the guidelines wrong, so to speak. You know, he's done it from, you know, from the bottom up, and you know, he's changed the Mitchells' lives, and obviously they got his son there that's starting to kick a few goals. But you go down to Yarraman's draft, you could pull the first one out and you could basically write the same notes for the next 10 horses. They're a line of a breed, whether it be Hellbent or I'm Invincible.
Beautiful reins on them too, and a really classy head. Yeah. Yeah, they're just nice horses.
Yeah, but he's bay dominant, I'm Invincible, so you'll never see a chestnut by I'm Invincible. Yeah.
Speaking of chestnuts, a nice way to say farewell for Not a Single Doubt in the history he's had. Where will he be in the standing of stallions that we've seen in the last 20, 30 years?
I think he's done it from humble beginnings. You know, for years there, he was the $15,000-$20,000 stay, and just, you know, oh, he's a good winner, get a Not a Single Doubt, and he just kept creeping up, and he's become probably a bit too late in his career. I mean, he should have been there earlier, but the last 2-3 years, he's dominated the sales ring, especially here. And, you know, he's obviously a graduate of this sale. He ran into Magic Millions himself. He's, you know, he's been a great flag bearer for us.
Such a shame, isn't it? Like, he was such a good stallion, and now he's retired. You just think, wouldn't it be nice to get another season out of him somehow?
Well, I did like how, speaking of keeping cards close to your chest, we had Seamus Mills here yesterday, and he was up and about, nice and excited, not too bad, and then an hour later he spends $1.5 million.
He forgot to mention that, didn't he?
And he did tell us how the
5%, I
commission
think
works as well. That's the first thing I saw, I thought of as well. It's interesting, because Gareth actually said after we spoke to him, said, if I'm on a commission as 5%, I don't think I'd ever lose in the ring. What about day three? What are we looking forward to today? Could you possibly eclipse day two?
Confident we will.
You were bang on with your predictions yesterday, Barry. You gave us a couple of numbers and horses that you thought would be quite high price lots, and you were bang on.
Oh, I think the best colt in the sale today. So
really,
where is he here? The I'm Invincible, half brother to Dubious at Newgate. Later on today, probably about 4 o'clock, lot 580. Should know off the top of my head, shouldn't I? 585. He's a belter.
Yeah, he's a nice horse.
Yeah, he's I think he, you know, I hate it again, ticks all the boxes, but I think he's class, he's quality, and I expect him to go to one of those big colt buyers, and, you know, he'll sell extremely well. But I think it's a very deep day. I'm so excited. I think late in the day, I wouldn't leave before the last lot walks in the ring, because I think late in the, it just all the way through, I think, you know, 583, Sapara, Written Tycoon filly here at New Haven, she's a star. 590, the Stitzel Sweet Sherry down at Silverdale. I think she could be one. Oh, she could well be the best filly here on the grounds. If not, she's in the top three. earlier in the day, you got a Zeus Star half to yes, 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 5-2-8. He'll sell very, very well. And I think I think there's another Vinny at Yarraman. I'm Invincible silently, what, 5-2-3. He could make as much as the colt yesterday.
Okay.
He's a really, really nice horse himself. And then they've got a full sister to Hootson up there that is a lovely filly. Vinny will have a great day, actually. This is probably his strongest day of the book. So, I'm bullish about today.
We focus on the million-dollar stars and those top lots, but question without notice, off the top of your head in book one, what's the cheapest one that's gone through the ring?
I think it was a 30, I think. I think I should have checked that.
Kira bought one for 30.
For 40.
Yeah, 40, yeah.
Oh, 40, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think there's a 30, but that's what it's about, isn't it? Yeah. Like, we put a big book together, and when we're selecting this catalogue, it's not all about the blue bloods. It's about putting a horse in the catalogue that we think we can sell and we think buyers will like. And if they make 30, 40, 50, 60 grand, that's part of the plan, because you want these buyers having confidence to come here with whatever budget they got. It's not just about the big numbers, and that's the only way you can clear 94% is if you give the buyers confidence that they can play at all ends of the market.
Yep.
Well, Barry, congratulations, day two. When we speak in 24 hours, we'll see if your predictions have come to fruition.
I reckon it
could be the strongest day yet.
I reckon in the last hour, if you got the yearlings going through the sales, as soon as it gets to $1 million, the bar's open for
free.
10 minutes, yeah.
For free.
Ring a bell.
Yeah. Do you reckon Jerry would do that?
I work for Jerry Harris. Yeah.
Just 10 minutes. Imagine the excitement when it gets to $1 million, the roar of the crowd. You'll have 20,000
here.
We'll
all be cheering.
Good on you, Barry.
Thanks, Barry.
Cheers. Barry Manich, the boss of Magic Millions. It is 17 minutes to 9 o'clock. We'll take a quick break. More from the sales, and we'll also start to look ahead and speak to the major players involved in the $10 million Magic Millions Day, and also the meeting at Flemington.